Hi, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to the Eagles Update. The Eagles concluded their first week of organized team activities, and Chip Kelly explained what the difference is between this year and last year, which was his first as a team's head coach.
Oh, yeah, it's light years. You know, I mean, I think for all of our guys, they understand what we're doing. Every year, every day last year, it was a new insertion, and it was a new play, and it was the first time in the red zone, first time coming out, first time in 2 minutes, you know. So all those things for the veterans have all already been in. They've understood them. You know, we've got a chance in during phase two when we were with them to insert and do everything. You know, from that standpoint, it was against air, but it was, you know, obviously they've seen it, so now we're spinning back and inserting it again. But for all of those guys, there's a lot more, you know, just a better understanding of what we're doing.
The Eagles had great news from an injury standpoint. Wide receiver Jerry Macklin, who missed all of last season with a knee injury, was a full participant in this week's OTAs.
I've been at it for a while now. You know, this first day you guys have been here, but I've been since day one, since we reported back, I've been out there with the team doing everything that they're doing. So it's kind of come routine to me now. To consider it the best year of my career is to help this team win. Now I want to get, you know, farther than what we got last year. And, you know, I plan on being a big part of this offense. So, you know, if we have the success that I think we can have and get to where I think we can get to, I think the stats will come.
Quarterback Nick Foles began his first OTA as the team's starting quarterback. Last year, he was entrenched in a battle for the starting job with Michael Vick. This year, he is definitely the guy. Ranked as number 70 on the NFL Network's list of the top 100 players of 2014, Foles explained what he plans to do to follow up on his breakout season.
My goal is to get a little bit better every day and to help my team get better every day. And we have fun. If y'all see us out there practicing, we have a good time. We fly around. You know, we have a great group of guys in the locker room, great staff. So it's easy to just go out there and play football. It's a lot of work, and, you know, we take pride in just every day getting a little better. But all that other stuff, if I focus on today and get better today, it'll all take care of itself.
Meanwhile, the competition for the backup quarterback position is on as Mark Sanchez and Matt Barkley fight it out for the number two job.
It feels like my offense now. Last year was kind of like Oregon's offense, it felt like, but it feels like the offense that I've been running for a while now. So all the calls, all the checks, it just comes to you quickly without having to think about it now.
I was really drawn here because of the offensive minds here. I think the kind of team that they are here on the rise, that we are now here on the rise. I think what they did last year was just the tip of the iceberg for these guys. If we continue to work, if we continue to improve, so that was the real enticing thing.
Meanwhile, on defense, the Eagles signed veteran leader Malcolm Jenkins this offseason, not only for his versatility, but his leadership as well. Both have been evident in the first week of OTAs.
Man, great guy, man. Matter of fact, I was talking to Quadrin, one of the trim coaches, yesterday, and I was telling him, you know, he's making me a better player, man. I meet with him every morning at 7 o'clock, at 7:30 in the morning before everybody gets here. And I work out with him in the weight room. His work ethic is crazy. You know, he deserves everything he has. You know, I just met the guy. But I just think, you know, he can, you know, elevate my game as well as elevate the guys around him.
You know, at first it's kind of that, you know, that you feel like a little kid when it's the first day of school, but you gel really quickly, especially with the quality of guys we have in the locker room. It's been real easy, you know, getting used to the older guys and trying to help out some of the younger guys. And, you know, you still feel each other out, and we're learning as we're going, but I think it's been really easy for me.
I'm Chris McPherson, and thank you for joining us on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.